Good, this is the agenda when we are in item number 3. The pity that the political parties are not here. Because I see members of the ANC only. And everybody was communicated. I'm not sure what was the response of EFF. Because I'm told Van Damme, Honorable Van Damme is on leave, studying. Somebody will stand in for her. But I don't know what's happening with economic freedom fighters. We haven't heard anything from them as well as COPE. So members will advise on what to do, whether we give them a few minutes before we start. Can we give them more 10 minutes?
Yeah, I will support that challenge.
Okay, yeah. We'll have to wait for the next 10 minutes to allow DA and COPE to move in because it will be a bit futile for us to proceed with one party. Remember, this is a subcommittee meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Communications. So we'll have to wait so that we don't mess up with the democracy. Everybody must be heard. Honorable Teddy?
Chair, I don't have any problem with that suggestion. But so long as we're agreeing that if in the next 10 minutes the situation has not improved, we'll have to proceed with the meeting. Because my take is that all the parties indeed are representing the subcommittee. But at the end of the day, we are members of parliament. So all I'm saying is that I would prefer a situation where in the next 10 minutes, if the situation has not improved too much, then we will proceed accordingly. So the absence of other parties to me, if there is a proof that they were indeed invited, should not derail us.
Thank you very much, Honorable Teddy. Well, let's wait for 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, we'll open the meeting properly and then proceed. That will be 10 to 10, because now it's 20 to, I'm using my watch. It's 20 minutes to 10. If we give them 10 minutes, by 10 minutes to 10, we'll have to start. Thank you very much.
Is that the think that is it.
Bufana is the house chief. He is in charge of the chapter. We don't know. Ukumile butla recording yakho. What are you recording? Meeting is a chance.
I was gonna
delete
it. PCS.
P?
I'm a writer for PCS Communication, Parliamentary Communication.
Generally, when we are supposed to shortlist an interview for the boards and everything else, we outsource that work to the subcommittee of the portfolio committee in communication. Representation is proportional. As you see, the ANC has the majority. And some people are dreaming to be majority in 2019. And you'll see that we have four members from the ANC, including the chair. And then DA is one person, and the EFF one, COP one. Am I right? So those are the people who report to the portfolio committee after some consensus has been reached in relation to which candidates. Some consensus or no consensus at all, where the deadlock is broken there. We have a deadlock breaking mechanism, which is the entire committee. We met in November to start this work. And that was on the 23rd of November. And we thought we'll finish that work much earlier than now. And there are so many other things. So we couldn't. We hope to finish that work today so that we can appoint the candidates for ICASA Council. So that's why we are here, in preparation for the 11 o'clock meeting. I'm told it's 11:30. But if I may recap the the meeting as to what we did. We interviewed as the committee a number of candidates. And we had the brilliant interaction between the committee and the candidates. particularly from the women folk. Maybe before I divulge what I made up of the interviews, let me just take members through. When we engaged as the subcommittee, we had a common ground of two candidates. And those two candidates were Advocate Dimakatso Xhosa and Ms. Nomonde Konxeka. I think all of us as the subcommittee agreed that those two women were among candidates who did very, very well. They met all the criteria, but there was a deadlock that we need to break before we go to the committee. We differed on the third name. Others came with Advocate Steve Kekana. Others came with the name of Yengwayo Kuta.
Why do you say Kuta?
Yengwayo Kuta and Mr. Linden Petter. The candidate so far, Advocate Kekana, was rejected due to some record, the abuse charge laid against him by his wife. There was that which was a sticky point in relation to Advocate Kekana. And some members motivated Kuta based on a radio experience, and the motivation was on, or the third one was Mr. Petter, but motivation was based purely on the technical experience. That he acquired over years. You remember, he was in that field before democracy. So he accumulated a lot of experience as a white male, because those things were raised in relation to the previous government. So some members were opposed to his name. Because the CASA council what they were saying is enough engineering professionals in it. Issues around Kuta were his negative attitude during the interviews, lack of demonstration to be able to address the challenges facing the industry, and the sticky problem of police clearance from the previous charge laid against him. The subcommittee then resolved to wait for Mr. Kuta's grant the police clearance, and I hope the secretary of the committee will tell us, but I don't have it as we speak. The positions were supposed to be filled by the end of November 2016, when two members of the ICASA Council will be leaving. That's what is written in the note. So, if members can recall, it's generally what we're discussing as the subcommittee. Am I leaving anything or am I distorting any information? Members? Just on the recap as to what we were doing in November last year, that was 2016. Anything else? Members? Does it cover what we discussed?
Yes, it covers.
You were not part of the meeting, eh? Of the subcommittee. Honorable Van Dijk?
No.
Honorable Van Dam.
She greets me.
This lady is not a member. She's working for the office of the speaker. Next to you.
Yes,
oh, you know her. Okay, good. Ladies know each other. All right, that's what we discussed and agreed. Now, the issue now is around the third name. Two vacancies, but you must submit three names to the minister. Over to you, members. I don't see hands. Now let's come with let's hear the parties again on the third name. Do you have any name, Honorable Fundam, that you were given? Honorable Van Dijk, I'm sorry.
The DA's choice will be Mr. Peter because of his
technical.
Yes, and also the fact that he was also part of the IBA, that also suggests that people trusted him. There's a long-standing knowledge that he can bring to the board. So all the previous input that Arvo Van Dam, I will stand with that.
Still so stand, yes. Okay. ANC? We have, you came with different names last time. Is there any consensus on your part around the names or the name? Honorable Sedi.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. As you have rightfully indicated that there were two other names that were suggested in the previous interaction. But having considered all the motivations which were made in the previous meeting, there is a new suggestion that we want to make at the ANC. There is one candidate, Palesa Kadi, who, in our view, performed extremely well as well, more or less the same as the two other candidates. We are therefore submitting that name above the two other names that were presented in the past as the person who must then be considered to be the third person for appointment over and above Kosha and Gonzaga. So all we're saying is that the ANC therefore submits the third name of Palace Akadi, a lady with vast experience in the industry, who has as well in the interviews performed extremely well, and we are convinced that if she can be part of those that were submitting, and if appointed, she will definitely assist in taking the industry to a higher level. Thank you.
Thank you very much. my assumption is that that's the position of the ANC, and the position of FDA is that of FETSA. Now, maybe it will be necessary, DA, that you come in and, Honorable Van Dijk.
Yeah, I just want to say that the new information that now can come to the to us, I don't have the background of that specific person, so I didn't have the opportunity to actually see what the credentials of that person was, not knowing that the ANC is going to brought in a new name. So I'm not sure if it's appropriate or if it's possible that I can have maybe the background and just also go through the credentials before I also put in my, make my final input.
Sir, thank you very much. Whilst I read, I hear the Honourable Van Dijk's frustrations because she has not been part of, or part of the process. I'm not sure how we're going to resolve this as a committee because we're expected to report back to the committee. And as you did the outline what took place earlier on in the recap, you made mention of the fact that this was supposed to have been concluded last year already. Whilst JD, I understand his her frustration. However, there's little that you can do. It's out of him own making that this Honorable Fandam, but there's an information available to us all as parties who have been involved in this process. I'm not sure if we'll be able to assist her in this regard. Thank you.
It's very easy because all of us were there, where we were part of the panel interviewing all these candidates. Just that we don't have the hard copy of the CV of Ms. Palace Akadi, because what can be done. Do you have your laptop with you, Honorable Van Dijk?
No, I can't stand with me.
Well, there is a CV here. except that all of us participated. Well, of course, that was November last year. But there is a CV here that you can go through. Because what what we need to do, as we go to the committee, we need to have some understanding as to where we move from, individually as parties. So you can grab the CV, go through it. It will be just refreshing yourself, reminding yourself, because you were given that CV. And again, consult, because you can't maybe take a decision alone. You'll have to consult your party in terms of this. Because all I want the members is that we minimize the issues of voting when we're in the committee at 11th. So if you can have some consensus as we go there, that will make our work easier. the item was only that, and members, can we allow the DA to consult? We'll avail the CV. You go through it. Have you made? You received it?
Yes, I believe I will.
He has emailed it, and then if you can break for another 10 minutes,
okay.
Will that be fine, members? Yeah.
Thank you.
Just a break for 10 minutes, members, to allow TA to consult and come back. We'll be back here at 20 past 10. Honourable Francesa, can you take your seat properly?
Well, I don't know you're sitting here.
just to put you on the loop, Honourable Francesa and Hazen, am I right?
That's correct, sir.
And this is a subcommittee of the committee on communication. Generally, when we are supposed to interview and finalize interviews, there is a small working committee, if you like, that deals with everything, including shortlisting and proposed to the committee. So we are finalizing that process in November. That's the last time we met, and now we agree as all parties on two names, Advocate Khosha and Ms. Konqeka. The DA is Mr. Pepper, and the ANC is Ms. Kadi, Palisa Kadi. I think Honorable Van Dijk went through the CV just to remind herself, because she was part of the interviews. And in the ANC's view, that day of interview, the three ladies accept. It's recognized that Mr. Pesa has technical know-how as the person who has been there for a long time. He's an elderly man like me. He has been...
I believe the word is experience.
There's an elderly man like me who accumulated that experience before democracy, which is fine, no problem with that, and after democracy, he did accumulate a lot of experience. And the committee was saying, or those who are arguing, those who are arguing were saying, we have enough skill like that in CAF. So we want a different, we need a different skill. That's what members were saying. But yeah, the DA has a very strong view around that man. So that's where we are. And we really need to go to the committee at least, having some consensus so that we don't delay the committee on this matter. So that's where we are. Because consensus avoids a lot of voting and all of that. So, Honorable Van Dijk, how far are you now?
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, if I could just, first of all, apologize. Our main member on this is on leave because she's about to get married this weekend. I just wanted to establish the new candidate that's been introduced, the CV that Honorable Van Dijk's been given this morning. Where was that person interviewed originally?
She interviewed her.
Okay, so...
She does have the... not today. Remember when we went for interviews, when we started before interviewing all these people, we circulated CVs for everybody, including that one. So she interviewed the name that we're talking about, the new name from the ANC. Not new. The name has been there. But she can't recall, that's why we're giving her a CV.
I think it was the Honourable Van Damme that was part of that interview process, not Honourable Van Dijk, which is why I think that there's been some confusion, Chairperson.
Oh.
If I can just get some understanding on the process, and sorry to delay your meeting, you're wanting to submit three names, is that correct, to the committee? How long does your shortlist need to be?
We have interviewed, that must be clear. We have interviewed, we need... The vacancies are two, but we need three people so that the minister can recommend out of two, these three. Out of these three, we recommend two. She recommends two. And the DA and EFF and ANC agreed on the two names, Gonxeka and Khosa. The problem was around the pet name. So that's where we are now.
Okay. So are you wanting, Chairperson, are you wanting us to then agree to this new CV being going through as the third candidate? The CV.
Can you explain? Because you must explain so that we don't start afresh. Okay.
Chairman, I think then we're going to find consensus on the first two names, but I don't think we're going to have consensus on the third.
Consensus is already there on the first two names.
Yeah, so I think
in November. November already.
I think that our proposal for the third person was Mr. Petzer. So I don't think we're going to be able to. I think it's going to have to go to the committee with us agreeing to your first two names, but not to the third one.
I think
it's fine. We wanted to give her time so that she can consult and like she did.
Okay.
And then if we say we go to the committee with Mr. Persa and Ms. Conrad, Ms. Cardi, and then we subject ourselves to voting, which we wanted to avoid.
Okay.
I thank you very much. Members, I think that's
Mr. Chairman, may I just take this opportunity to thank you for imparting your experience with me as well this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
Yes.
We still have to wait for another hour
before
we start the committee meeting. Who's not... okay, this meeting is adjourned. Until half past 11. Thank you very much.
Long with the chair. It's an hour.
You can go home.
Go home. It's an hour's drive, though. Unfortunately.
Yeah. You can't do that.
It will not be wise.
No, that's informal. I was checking this thing of we are for